When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Ready to go. Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, June 5th, there's a Planet Open Box auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open next week at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Were you watching the Mavericks Timberwolves game yesterday, game one of the Western Conference Finals, and you're thinking, why couldn't Minnesota play like this in game seven defensively?
Yeah, they Dallas was clearly the better team. I'll just say that. Now, that may not work out that way in...
You think they are the better team?
Well, they were last night.
I understand they were last night. Any given, what is it, Wednesday? Do you think
I don't know, Eric. Team? I mean, how am I supposed to judge it? Do I think that they're a better team? Probably not.
No,
but
I mean, they
won the first game on the road. Now they have home court advantage.
Yep.
And frankly, there is nothing that I saw last night that would indicate that they can't go 2-0 on the road. Luka is an issue. Mm-hmm. For Minnesota.
Yep.
He is an issue for Minnesota. I would still think that the Timberwolves would win the series, but I'm probably not as confident as I was before that game last night.
Luka is an issue for everyone.
Yes, he is.
I'll tell you who everyone is propping up to be the issue. You and I have talked about him as well. Is he the next Michael Jordan? Anthony Edwards is not an issue offensively. The guy has flat out sucked over his last four games offensively. Defensively, he's a good player.
Sure.
And please don't tell me about his double-double. Okay. Nikola Jokic falls out of bed with a double-double.
Yeah.
And I understand getting 11 rebounds as a guard is great. But what I did find interesting was Kyrie Irving talked about this. He is an old-school guy. I've never been a big fan of Kyrie Irving because I have always looked at him as a very selfish player, a guy who always thinks he's the best player on the team. That's the way he was in Cleveland when he was with LeBron. That's the way he was with Kevin Durant in Brooklyn.
He's turned a corner, though, hasn't he?
He sure has.
I like him a lot now.
And I like him better now just for this reason alone. Old school guy Kyrie Irving is protecting old school from the new school. I know what Anthony Edwards said to Kevin Durant. Hey, old guy. I know what Anthony Edwards said following game seven. You know, basically not flipping off the crowd, but you know what I mean.
Sure.
And he and Jokic are going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then Anthony Edwards saying he handcuffed Jamal Murray. I liked Anthony Edwards a lot going into the Western Conference Finals. I don't anymore. This kid has a big mouth, and he's proven nothing. He will prove something. He will likely win an NBA championship. He will likely win an MVP, but he is young guy, run amok with his big mouth, hasn't proven anything. And I'll be honest with you, as much as I want to win this bet with Minnesota, I wouldn't mind losing it just so he shuts his pie hole.
Well, that's, you've gone a long ways in a short time with him.
Haven't you?
I don't.
I remember saying about him, he was the, he seemed like such a nice mm-hmm. guy.
Yeah.
That he was smiling all the time.
Yep.
Now he's angry. It's not Michael Jordan angry. It's not Kobe Bryant angry. Although Kobe Bryant was disliked for a very long time, not only by players in the league, but his own teammates. But eventually Kobe Bryant became far more likable. Anthony Edwards, he's not handling it the right way for my taste.
That is an absolutely fair statement. I think that there are probably a fair amount of people that fall into that camp. I mean, think about it. Kyrie Irving is probably a more likable guy at this point.
Because he's grown up.
Than Anthony Edwards is.
Here's one way to put it. You have kids and I have kids. Generally speaking, not always, because I'm certainly not going to paint this with a broad brush. And I know what I'm about to say. My daughter is a teenager. My other daughter is a teenager. But you had teenagers mm-hmm. that are now adults.
Oh, yeah.
You love your kids unconditionally. But you tend to love your adult children a little bit more than those teenage children.
Well, you love them differently.
That's what I point. That's, yeah. That's my point. And right now, Anthony Edwards is a teenager.
Anthony Edwards was very immediately likable because he didn't seem to take himself too seriously. As soon as he took himself seriously, the tone changes.
Yeah.
And for me, that's just my own personal preference. I don't have any hate going for Anthony Edwards. I think he's an unbelievable talent.
I don't hate
who
him.
Who is developing.
Yeah.
He's finding himself. And just all I would ever say to anyone young and full of themselves and coming into being very quickly, and props are being sent his or her way, handle it and be cautious.
How do you like the way he's handled it?
That's the problem with him, is the way that he's handled
it. He's shown a tremendous amount of disrespect for the people who have paved the way for him, specifically Kevin Durant. And I'm not a big Kevin Durant guy.
Mm-hmm.
Jokic hasn't paved the way, really, for him. He's not at that paved the way
mm-hmm.
point of his career. He's not in his 30s and yada, yada, yada. Jamal Murray's not at that point yet either.
No.
But it just keeps going and going. And Kyrie Irving's an old school guy. He's like, hey, little man.
Hey.
Let me show you how it's done. Now, granted, Anthony Edwards might eat Kyrie's lunch moving forward.
Oh, it could very easily happen because physically he's in a better place. Kyrie was awfully good last night.
Yep.
I mean, and he has, his narrative and his being has changed. His appreciation for the moment,
he's grown up.
Yeah, absolutely. He has a broader perspective of things now that for people that have lived a little life, we relate to it more.
Right. By the way, so I'm watching ESPN this morning, and Doncic and Irving, 63 points, 12 assists. And they said, remember last month when we talked about the best duos in the league? We said maybe Doncic Irving might be. I'm not going to disagree with that. 63 points and 12 assists against the Timberwolves. Jokic and Murray had 69 points and 11 assists and a hell of a lot more rebounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally, let's talk about what's in front of us.
Oh, well, it's
literally in front of us.
Everything is recency.
Yeah.
Everything is recency bias.
Now, in all fairness, Jamal Murray was not Jamal Murray in the playoffs. Who's been a better duo in the playoffs so far? Kyrie Irving really hasn't been that great, but last night he was terrific.
Yeah, he was.
And Murray hasn't been Murray.
No. Murray had moments. He didn't have sustained periods of being playoff Jamal.
Yeah.
Whatever that. Yeah, which is actually playoff Jamal is a real thing.
Do you think this is a real thing? You come off a grueling 7-game series. So much emotion,
yes,
beating the champs. Sure. I was talking to my cousin, one who lives in Minneapolis. He came down here for game 7. I mean, one of the greatest sports moments of his life. And he said to me on the phone yesterday, I think the Timberwolves are going to win by 20. I'm not so fast, man. I said, that game 7, you almost feel like if you're the Timberwolves, you almost felt like you won the championship that night. Even though you didn't, you still have 2 more major steps to go.
Yeah.
But to beat the champs, it's not that it takes a lot out of you, but you're thinking that if we just played for the championship in your own head, these guys in front of us, we should be able to walk on them.
They were down 20 early in the third quarter. There was emotional and physical exertion to come back and win that game. They had 2 days to kind of regroup. This is not a team that's experienced with doing it.
Yep.
Dallas has found something. They beat a very pretty capable Oklahoma City team in the last round, and they've got a 1-2 punch, and they've got size. They've got length that matches up well with Minnesota. I mean, they do.
Yep.
I'm not saying, getting back to our original point, that Minnesota is not the better team, and over the course of a 7-game series, that they'll prove it. But Dallas took it to them last night.
I was thinking about something yesterday in the car as a bunch of the postseason awards started to come out more in earnest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Nikola Jokic, surprise, surprise, you know, all NBA player again. With that, if I would have told you, if you knew a lot about basketball but didn't know teams specifically.
Okay.
And I said to you, which team is going to win this 7-game series? The team with the defensive player of the year, who is a first-team all-defensive player, another player who's a pretty good scorer, and is a second-team all-defensive team player. And then you have a first, second, or third-team caliber all NBA player. You have, that's one team.
Okay.
Then on the other team, you have the MVP and none of his teammates have been All-Stars.
Well, I would take the previous.
Well, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert, Anthony Edwards.
Sure.
Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah.
Against Jokic and the non-All-Star band.
Jokic still hasn't played with an All-Star or a all-defensive player, or an all-NBA player.
Technically, he has, but he really hasn't.
But
DeAndre Jordan did that back in the 80s.
Technically, doesn't count for realistically.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Coming up after the break, the Broncos are reporting to Dove Valley and not just the rookies. How will Bo Nix be received by the veterans? Hmm. Will it be the same as the way he was received by the rookies? And how excited is Phil Simms to see Bo Nix in Sean Payton's offense? His answer won't surprise you. It will stun you. That's next.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, June 5th, there's a Planet Open Box Auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, and more. Auction is open next week. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you have a family, you spend your entire life trying to support that family. The question is, what have you done as of today if, God forbid, something happens to you today? If the answer is nothing, I highly recommend you do something today. And that is called Dan McKenzie at the McKenzie Law Firm. I kind of procrastinated about this for a while. So did my wife, Mandy. We got together with Dan McKenzie and he explained all of our options. I had a ton of questions. He was super patient with me. I'll just do a will. And then he explained to me the difference between a will and a trust. It's not like we have a ton of money. Like, we're going to have trust fund kids. Our girls are going to be trust fund kids. It's not about money. It's about making sure everything is buttoned up and taken care of. God forbid something happens to you. If you do a will, that's fine. If you do nothing, you are literally screwing your family. And if you do not have a family, you should do something as well and at least talk to Dan, because you're putting your immediate family, your parents, your siblings, in a bad situation if you don't do something. Talk to Dan McKenzie today, coplans.co, coplans.co, or give him a call, 833-CO-PLANS. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
Well, the band is going to be getting back together today. The rookies practiced last week, and now the veterans are going to join the rookies. I'm not going to call it a full practice, but it's really the first full day of all the guys being back from the offseason. We don't expect Cortland Sutton to be there. When it comes to Bo Nix, all eyes are going to be on him again. Rookie wide receiver Devon Vele, who played against Nix at Utah, said, quote, "Nick's a great leader. We all looked up to him. We understand the kind of caliber and competitiveness he brings. We're all rallying, being behind him right now." Do you think the veterans are going to buy in day one as well?
I think there's a simple question that veterans ask themselves generally. Does this guy give us a chance to win? And if the answer is yes, yeah, they'll react the same way. If there's something or other that makes them a little more hesitant, then it's a prove it sort of thing. I think you and I feel the same way. Correct me if I'm wrong. Bo Nix is going to be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos.
I believe he will.
And from Jump Street.
And also, I don't mean this as a derogatory term, although it can come off that way. Unless Nix comes out there today, rest of practices, training camp, preseason, regular season, doesn't play well, that's one thing. But if you're not going to be fully in on Bo Nix, you better be careful, because you're criticizing the teacher's pet.
You
better make sure you're all in. This is Peyton's guy, and I don't care who you are on the roster, and I'm including Pat Surtain as well, not to point him out. The guy's the nicest guy ever. He likes everybody. Pat Surtain strikes me as the type of guy, you shoot him in the leg and he'd be like, it's fine, I have another one. Point is, Bo Nix is Sean Payton's favorite player on the roster, and it's not close. And I'm including all of the Saints players who are on the roster. Not because Bo Nix is Bo Nix. It's because this is Sean's quarterback.
Yeah, well, his legacy is tied to Bo Nix. So
you better be on board, because he's not going to let his legacy get crushed because you're not crazy about Bo Nix.
Yeah. Bo Nix will be around after you are. I'm talking in general to other guys out there.
Right.
Bo Nix is here for the foreseeable future.
From what you saw at rookie camp, do you expect that to translate immediately today? What I mean by immediately, no, he's not going to come out and be great. Although I will say this, you know who's getting crushed by the media right now? A first-round quarterback is J.J. McCarthy. Wow, he is under fire in Minnesota for not taking care of the ball. And you're almost thinking, whew, maybe Sean was right. Now, it's early. It's early, yeah. And I get it.
They've been together. They've worked now together over the last couple of weeks now in the off-season program. They've had a couple of days to kind of work into this. Today's the first day that they are unveiled. So we will see some work that has been done. They'll have moved the needle a little bit over the last few days. And I would say that we will get a really good, I think we will get a sense for, I don't even think we need to get a sense. It's going to be Bo Nix. And it's going to be Bo Nix if he's having problems right now, or if he's looking, you know, a little questionable, or if he's looking really good. For the reasons that you just pointed out, this is where Sean Payton has planted his flag. This is where Sean Payton has decided, this is my guy. He knows damn good and well he made Russ better last year.
Mm-hmm.
He did. No reasonable person would say that he didn't make Russ a better version of himself, using Russ's terms. You know, trying to be the best possible version of myself that I can. I'm listening to that 2 days ago in Pittsburgh, and I'm just chuckling.
I'm cringing.
Because I'm sitting there thinking,
I've heard this before.
Good for you guys. Yeah. You can have this now.
Right.
Enjoy.
Right.
And so anyway, yes. I think the veterans will react very quickly to Bo Nix, because he's not a typical rookie.
Right.
And this is what I would say after having been around him at rookie minicamp. He is mature beyond his years. Now, as an NFL quarterback, that remains to be seen, but his air of confidence, his presence, he has those things, and they're undeniable. How it equates remains to be seen, but he is in a far better starting place than, say, a Jaden Daniels would be with this team. I'm talking about a relatively young player who has not played the amount of football that Bo Nix has. I think it gives Bo Nix at least a little bit of a head start in that regard. Now, talent is talent. It takes over, and it'll win the day. But I think that he's in as good a position to take this team over as a guy can be, because he's clearly Sean's dude.
I think a quarterback who is a really good player,
mm-hmm,
and is really well-liked,
mm-hmm,
is literally the definition of a rising tide raises all boats. And this is what I mean. If Bo Nix goes out there, and as a young player, and you know he's probably going to be here for 5 years, and he's picking up the system quickly, and he's making throws, and he's picking up the playbook quickly, I think there is a strong trickle-down effect where this team hasn't made the playoffs in however many years now. So many I've forgotten. Was it 8? 9? Can't even remember.
15. So
long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago.
Long time ago.
Eight.
Right. Point is that when you see a guy, and if you believe in that guy, I think you work harder. Meaning you're going to do that extra rep. You're going to do the extra 10 minutes in film session. Because yes, while you're a professional, you know, non-guaranteed contracts, I get that. But now you believe this guy could really help us win. When you have a guy who really can't help you win, you're still going to work hard, but you're not going to give that extra rep.
The locker room knows it. That's They're right. the first ones to know it.
Right.
With no question.
With that, Chris Sims, if you remember him, he used to play quarterback for the Broncos. His dad, Phil, great quarterback, broadcaster. Phil was a guest on Chris's podcast, and they were talking about Sean Payton. So, is Phil looking forward to seeing how Bo Nix performs under Sean Payton?
I'm interested to see Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I hear you.
Sean, now, he's not Sean Payton's kind of guy.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting if he has a little flavor just for him.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, he'll. If Sean Payton doesn't fix him, Zach, have a good life.
Zach Wilson is not a Sean Payton guy.
That's why I was stunned that they would trade anything.
Well, wait a minute. But Eric, he was a New York Jet. He played in New York.
I know you're being sarcastic.
I am being sarcastic.
I don't know what that means.
Because everybody thinks in terms, I don't know.
I don't know where you're going with
Zach
this.
Wilson is just a guy. Zach Wilson is a guy. But, I mean, he played in a big media market.
But what is that?
So there is, I think, probably for some people, there's more.
Who?
For Phil Sims, maybe. There is more of a curiosity about how he is affected by Sean Payton. The story is not Zach Wilson coming to Denver.
No.
The story is Bo Nix being in Denver. Zach Wilson is nothing more than an insurance policy that's being held on to for a year.
I don't
will become a free agent at the end of the season.
I don't know if he meant it the way that you're interpreting it. The way I took it was, this is your last chance, Zach. You're with a really good coach who really understands offense. He's not a Sean Payton type of guy, at least from everything that I have read. And let's see if that oil and water can mix, because we know the last time we put oil and water together, it wound up in Pittsburgh.
I just don't think it's going to be the focus. Obviously, you've got to get him. You've got to get him into some form of playing.
Phil Sims is not suggesting that Zach Wilson has a chance to beat out Bo Nix or even Jarrett Stidham. Okay,
there you go.
I don't think he means that at all.
No.
Do you?
Jarrett Stidham should be listening loud and clear to the messages. I mean, they're pretty abundant. No, this is all about Bo Nix. And Zach Wilson will be... And I suppose to some, the curiosity about Zach Wilson, and I'm not saying that it was Phil Sims, but whatever. I understand the curiosity of a guy that was the second player taken in the draft. I understand that. I understand that he was in a situation that was oil and water. I'll use your term, for 2 years in New York. What kind of player is he? Is he closer to the player that was drafted second or the one that the Jets basically let him go for a song?
Listen, here's the simplest way to sum up Zach Wilson, because you can sum up a lot of quarterbacks this way. He's got tremendous arm talent and his processor is slow, period. And that doesn't fit with Sean Payton.
Does that describe Russell Wilson? Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That oil and water wound up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Coming up after the break, Gabriel Landeskog is meeting the media today with Chris McFarland. Some people have suggested, what is Gabe really going to talk about?
Well,
is he going to actually go up there and say, I've worked my hardest and I just can't do it anymore? That's next. We'll be right back.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, June 5th, there's a Planet Open Box auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open next week at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to RollerAuction.com/MHS, and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
I've been in this market for 20 years now. I've covered the Avalanche, obviously, for 20 years. So I think with what I'm about to say is a pretty good sample size. When I fold in that in my career, I have covered 14 professional sports franchises. There isn't an organization I've ever been around, ever, and there isn't even a close second. It goes from number one to number three in what I'm about to say. Nobody hides news better than the Colorado Avalanche.
I would agree.
Nothing breaks out of that organization. It all started with Pierre Lacroix. They are great at keeping stuff in-house. Anything that they do, it feels like, well, this is a surprise, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
With that, Gabriel Landeskog and Chris McFarland are meeting the media today. If I said to you, I'll give you 1,000-to-1 odds on a dollar, on just $1, that Gabriel Landeskog is going to announce his retirement today, would you risk the dollar or would you take the odds? And I'm going by nothing gets out of this organization.
Organization.
No, it's organization here. Oh. When they were in Quebec, it was organization.
Thank you. All right, I got to get my geography taken care of. I will be surprised. No, I'm not taking that bet.
Oh, I'd risk a buck on that.
Well, I mean, I would.
I don't think he's going to. I mean, but you, I'd risk a dollar on it.
But you always go in absolutes. So it you know, I mean, make it $10,000. I'm not betting on it. I think he's around. I think he's ready to go. I think that Jared Bednar's remarks after game six, if you are looking for some form of where Gabe is in his recovery or his desire to continue, it clearly seems to be there. I think that he wants to give it another go.
I am not suggesting at all that I believe that Gabriel Landeskog is going to retire. What I'm saying is, when you combine how nothing gets out of this organization and everything seems like a surprise, like, I would hate to be a beat writer for the Avalanche if my job was to break stories. I would be unemployed within a matter of weeks with that. And that's all I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's not about, do I think he's going to retire? Am I saying, would it surprise me? Actually, it wouldn't.
Oh, no, it's very much a possibility.
But you wouldn't bet a dollar, and I would, because I'll roll the dice on knowing everything with them is a surprise, and that's to their credit.
Yeah, I would certainly take a chance on a dollar. But I think that...
Here, one more thing. If Nikola Jokic held a press conference, Would you bet a dollar that he's going to announce his retirement? No, because the story would have leaked somehow.
Oh, yeah, we would have known this.
That's my point.
Yeah. On any of them.
Right.
The only the Avs are the only one that are watertight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, what chance do you give Landeskog to come back and make a difference?
That's a great question. And I think the odds on that are long. Based on the guys that have gone, which one of the balls are going through this thing?
Yeah. Lonzo.
Lonzo, the cartilage replacement. I mean, it's not an exact science, not an exact medical science. And so I would say that the odds are long on him coming back as the Gabe Landeskog that we have known. But he can be valuable in other ways. Now, can he be valuable in other ways that the team needs him at $6 million or $7 million a year? I don't know. I mean, I think that this is a very hard off season for the Avs, which are dealing with two key guys not being available for different, totally different reasons. Totally different reasons. And they just happen to be guys that are about $13 million out the door on. Now, you're not paying. Landeskog is in. He's not getting his $6 million, and you're able to use the $6 million that you would give to him on your roster right now. But if you bring him back, I mean, that's going to compromise some things, right? On that you can do with your roster. And you're doing it with a guy, with all due respect and love for this guy, which I think everybody feels. But you're doing it with a guy that's got major questions.
Yeah.
Period. That's the harsh truth of the matter here.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
Peyton Manning spoke yesterday on potentially owning an NFL team. And how did the Mavs take down the Timberwolves on the road in Game 1? That's up next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Wednesday, June 5th. There's a Planet Open Box auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open next week at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfield's has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it.
presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
All right, guys, just in case you missed it, in game one of the Western Conference Finals, the Mavericks went into Minnesota and took down the Timberwolves 108-105 as Luka Doncic had 33 points. Kyrie had 30 himself. Doncic looked like the best player on the floor, especially in the clutch. How did the Mavs manage to take down the T-Wolves in game one last night?
I just thought that they had a better plan and they enacted their plan in a better fashion. Minnesota didn't look like the same team that we saw in the series against the Nuggets. Eric pointed out, and I think there's some truth to it, the Nuggets might have had something to do indirectly with that loss last night. I said to my wife, I said, Luka needs to call Nikola and say, hey, dude, thanks.
For game one.
Yeah, for game one.
Minnesota's a better team. I believe that. They're a better defensive team. Yes.
Yes, I agree.
The duo of Doncic and Irving is more than formidable. They're one of the best duos in the league. But watching that game, did you see the same defensive intensity?
Well, they scored 108.
You will see.
Yeah.
And I believe Dallas is going to feel it probably in the next game. I think a game like this refocuses you when everybody is telling you this is the Western Conference Final, or in some cases, specifically without Porzingis playing currently in Boston, this is the NBA Final. You tend to believe it. You exert a lot. I mean, it did take, I understand you can sleep and, you know,
right.
It exerts a lot of mental energy to come back from a 20-point deficit, turn right around and try and play that exact way again.
No question about it.
Dallas did not get lucky. They won the game, but they did not get Minnesota's best game. And it was still a tight game.
Yeah. Although, man, if I had had 108 for the Nuggets, they would have won this thing in about five games. You know?
Right.
If I could have gotten 108 every night from the Nuggets, which usually for them is no problem at all.
The Nuggets are a better offensive team than Dallas.
Yes, I would agree.
Period, and I'm sorry, it's not even close. So you're watching the game thinking, where was this? Where was this in Game 7?
There were times last night I was saying the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to see this in Game 2. I could be wrong.
Oh, no. No, Game 2 will be different. Well, it'll be different anyway, but I would expect Minnesota to play extremely well in Game 2.
I thought Minnesota looked tired last night. Edwards said as much after the game.
Yep, I agree. Yeah, they did.
In the fourth quarter, I mean, Reggie Miller kept saying it over and over, but
they did look tired.
Yep. All right, just in case you missed it, Peyton Manning spoke yesterday on a wide variety of topics, including potentially owning a team. Manning said, I don't think that's anywhere on my radar by any means. I take seriously that sort of role of being an ambassador for all the teams that I played for. But living here in Denver, maybe even more so, I still feel an attachment. Any takeaways from what Peyton Manning had to say about potentially owning a team or anything else?
Why would he want to own a team?
Why not?
Why? He has a great production company that's going out incredibly well. He doesn't have to deal with, at some point, maybe. But
he's not the coach. He's not the GM. He's not working day to day. He's doing a lot of business things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's not stressful to be an owner, but it's not like you're the head coach and you're showing up at whenever and leaving at whenever and putting together game plans. You're just the guy who gets to make all the decisions if you want to.
Yeah, if you want to.
Right.
Maybe it doesn't fit for him. Maybe we're all just kind of,
He doesn't have the money.
It would have to be a consortium.
He would not be a majority owner, but I will say, don't think for a minute that the Manning family isn't trying to build up their war chest to own a team, because I believe that they are.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm not sure if this is possible, but could the Broncos have included him in their ownership group?
Sure they could.
Well, they could have. Yeah.
They wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, he has the money to be a minority owner. But he doesn't get to make the decisions. And that's what he has no interest in being a minority owner. He doesn't want to be the backup quarterback. He wants to be the starting quarterback who makes the decisions and calls the plays. You got to have the money in order to do that. Alex Rodriguez has put himself in a position to do that. Like Alex Rodriguez or not, he's a brilliant businessman. Like Kevin Hart's humor or not, he is a brilliant businessman.
Yeah, some guys have it. Magic Johnson's another guy.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Right.
Business guy. No question.
All right, just in case you missed it, no surprise as Nikola Jokic was named first-team All-NBA for the fourth time in his career. Jokic was an unanimous choice for the All-NBA first team. He was joined on that first team by SGA, Luka Doncic, Giannis, and Jason Tatum. David Thompson is the only player in Nuggets history, aside from Jokic, to make an All-NBA first team. How do you feel about Jokic being an unanimous choice for the NBA's first team?
Well, I mean, he's the MVP. I would be
surprised
if he wasn't unanimous, right? No. So that's where I'm at on that.
It's just another line on the resume, right, that hopefully for him, hopefully for people in Denver, put him permanently in the conversation as one of the top 10 players of all time.
What day is it? Thursday?
Yes.
Oh, he's back in Serbia with his horses by now.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good for him.
He's probably riding. I don't know what time it is there.
Oh, it's afternoon there.
How would you like to be the horse with him sitting on the buggy?
Yeah.
You're the horse and you're turning around and going, come on, bro.
Come on, dude.
You're 285 pounds or something like that. Jockeys are supposed to be small. That's why they're weighed. Jockeys are weighed. When you own the horse, you don't have to weigh yourself. You just take it for a spin. I'm sure his horse loves him as an owner because he gets really good food, but probably doesn't enjoy his workouts.
Not when he's working them out anyway.
No.
Oh, that's cool, man. The world with Nikola Jokic is such a better place.
Loved when he picked up his MVP trophy. Was I think his last one on that boogie in Serbia.
Yeah. I mean, the Nuggets people showed up and basically handed it to him while he was still wearing his hard hat and had his whip in his hand.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, when major holidays come around, like Memorial Day is coming around, they always have major sales. That's what is going on right now in Mountain High Appliance. For starters, you're going to get the top appliances out there. Nobody carries their selection. And now, with Memorial Day and their sales coming up, man, you're going to get some great deals on high-end stuff. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, Bill Simmons, longtime NBA guy. I believe he was an early supporter of Nikola Jokic, unlike many in the media. He was talking on his recent podcast, not about Jokic, but about the Lakers coaching search. But he talked about Jokic without even saying his name. What did he say? That's next.
We were in love, oh no, far from it. We were searching for some high in the sky summit. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.